So I'm here to represent the North American Indigenous youth, and the reason why it's integral for us to be here is to ensure that our voices are heard 100% and that we ensure that our recommendations are considered seriously and they are implemented. Through the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, which Canada has endorsed, we see a severe neglect in regards to the actual implementation of the declaration. Most of the articles are severely neglected, but the ones that I'm focusing on was in accordance to languages and identity in Indigenous youth. Our Indigenous languages are severely associated with who we are as Indigenous youth, with our identity. Yet when you live in a city in an urban setting, our languages are pretty much non-existent. And that is a very big issue, because as an Indigenous youth, you want your connection with culture, you want your connection with community, but you don't have the means to learn your language or even understand your language. So when you go back home and you try and sit down and have a conversation with an elder who speaks your mother tongue, you're filled with an extreme sense of sadness because you can't speak that mother tongue with them.
Now, another part of the declaration also deals with Indigenous rights to their own lands, to worship and things like that. And we know now in Canada, there's the movement that's recently started, Idle No More. And I understand you're also a part of that.
Mm-hmm. So right now I started with local rallies, and then I developed the national rally in Ottawa on January 11th. We had a total of almost 8,000 people who came out. And the way we designed the whole process was to dismiss the politics and to realize that ceremony always surpasses politics. And it was through that that we realized that's where the real power of our people lays. Within this movement is by starting with ceremony and practicing our ceremonies, our movement can only grow stronger. We did a round dance around Parliament. It was the biggest round dance I've ever seen, and it was just absolutely beautiful, and we're coming together in unity. But we also see this new transformation occurring where non-Indigenous counterparts are also coming in, and they're beginning to understand why we're having this fight and why we're fighting for our rights, and they're also speaking on behalf of us on our issues. And now you also see this international movement occurring. You see other Indigenous groups attaching with it and really supporting the movement as a whole. So it's transcended from a national movement to an international movement, which is really exciting to see.
And now you are a student in communications.
Yeah.
How do you think that's going to help you going forward in terms of your activism?
No, I think it will definitely help. I was hoping to do policy analyst just to really implement policies associated with treaties and the honoring of our treaties, but now I'm kind of thinking I'll just go wherever the path leads me. I graduated in August with my master's in communications and social justice, and I know that education is integral to our procession forward. And I keep that in mind constantly, even at times when I feel like quitting because there's a high lack of Indigenous education within my department, and I feel really lonely at times. But the reality is that in order to create stronger connections for future Indigenous students, I have to keep on doing what I'm doing and try to implement change through my master's degree.
And when we started, you spoke about the difficulties of being Indigenous people in urban settlements. What are some of the challenges young people are facing living in those environments?
So the reality is when an Indigenous young person moves to the city, they lose the connection with their culture. So when you're in the city, you kind of reprioritize. You realize, or you tend to think, that the important thing is to get a Western society education, to get a job, to get money, capitalism. But when you're living in your Indigenous community, you realize that the only way you truly are rich is through your culture and your traditions. So you get kind of lost between the traditional world and the Western world. You're walking in two worlds and you're trying to find balance within it, but it's extremely difficult because when you're caught up in school assignments, trying to raise a family, getting a job and making sure you can pay all the bills, it really becomes kind of lost in the sound of Western society. So I think that with this disconnect comes, you know, other escapes that Indigenous youth are trying to cling to, whether it's alcoholism or drug use or, you know, high suicide rates. And it's because of that disconnect. So now I think a lot of Indigenous youth are becoming more aware, especially with the Idle No More movement, because they see ceremony within the movement. And when they're within those ceremonies and within the movement, they regain their power, which is integral to who we are as Indigenous people.
Andrea, thank you very much. Is there any final word you'd like to leave with our listeners?
I would like everyone to really educate themselves on the issues and to ensure that they understand the issues depending on where they are in the world in relation to Indigenous issues, and they know the history, because that's how we can create better relationships for a brighter future. Miigwech.